Thursday night. Okay, it's Rosh Chodesh, and on Rosh Chodesh we say Hallel Bedilug. We skip Psukim. Now, when you have to say Hallel Sholem, which is, let's say, every day Sukkos, and every day of Chanukah, that's every day, the first day of Pesach and Shavuos. See, when you have to say Hallel Sholem, so it's like Kriya Shema. If you skip even one word, you're not Yotze. Now, although Kriya Shema, let's say, is the Araisa, let's say the first parsha is the Araisa, maybe the second parsha also, so if you skip even one word, you're not Yotze, because you have to say Kriya Shema, the way it's written. Hallel is only Drabonon. On the other hand, on Hallel, you make a very specific bracha. And therefore, when you have to say Hallel Sholem, and you skip even one word, or certainly a posuk, so then it's a real, real problem. Not only weren't you Yotze, but you made a bracha levatola l'chayra. On Rosh Chodesh, not so much pressure. As the Mishnah Berurah points out, Bir Alocha, the din of Dilug that you can skip, it's lav dafka what we happen to have the custom to skip. If you skip anything, really, l'chari you're okay. So if you miss a word, or even more than one word, or let's say even a word, and it blives that you, the whole posuk is not b'zay there, but l'chari that's not a problem on Rosh Chodesh, when you read b'dilug, so you will medalig that posuk. You don't have to be dafka be medalig the parts of Hallel that were chosen to be officially nidlag.